Welcome to Revival for Mission. Have you ever wished you could just push a restart button and have a fresh start, a new beginning? Well, the good news is you can, and it may be easier than you think. Today, we'll be talking with two young men who help people do that every day. This and more right here on Revival for Mission. Welcome to Revival for Mission. We're going to be focusing upon healthy choices and healthy lifestyle, healthy beginnings, because a new year is the time when we focus on many things, including better health. Jonathan Walter is with us today. Jonathan, thank you for being with us as a co-host. Jonathan works with the Ministerial Association of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Jonathan, you know, this whole idea of healthy beginnings, living life to the fullest.
Yeah.
I mean, does that have any significance to you? You're a young person, vibrant and everything. Maybe you don't think about health anymore.
Well,
you don't think a lot about it.
We do, I think. We do want to live a long, healthy life. Everyone wants health. I think it's very important to many people, especially in this day and age. But, you know, the new year is coming. It has started, and we want to make good choices. A lot of people make good intentions. I have to confess, many times I've made these decisions in the beginning of the year. You know, this year I will, you know, go to the gym regularly. And then after a few weeks, the gyms make money with your membership, but you're not showing up. So, there's this tension that we sometimes have in life. But certainly, I think healthy choices, we all want to make them, but it's not always that easy. And so I'm excited to see what we're going to learn today about not just healthy choices, but also how to use health to help others and reach out to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a very foundational aspect of living itself.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I'm excited because really the reality is that the Bible has a lot to say about it. And why don't you share a little bit about what the Bible says when it comes to healthy choices and healthy life?
Friends, one of the joys of a new year is the opportunity for a new start, a new beginning. And yet this wonderful gift is offered to us by God every day. In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, we read the following. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. They are new every morning. What a wonderful thought it is that no matter what has happened in the past, we can have a new start with God every morning. And this is true for every aspect of our lives. God cares about our health, physically, mentally, and spiritually. In 3 John verse 2, we read, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. And the beautiful thing is, God doesn't just say, go be healthy. He gives us divine guidance through His Word, the Bible, and other inspired sources. His counsel includes what the best diet is for optimal health and tells us how exercise invigorates not only our bodies, but also our minds, and how fresh air, sunshine, rest, temperance, and trust in God all have vital roles to play in our health. And spiritually speaking, did you know that every one of us needs a heart transplant? That's right. God is the master surgeon. When we come to Him in faith, asking Him to forgive us and give us a new beginning, He gives us this beautiful promise. I will put a new spirit within them and take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Friends, would you like a new start, a new beginning? God offers it to you today. I encourage you to accept it just now.
My brother's unexpected death shocked me into changing my life. A friend of mine said, "Why don't you do a triathlon?" So I swam and rode and ran until I discovered life is more than just human strength. I race because my health matters. I believe because my faith matters. I'm Ed. I'm a Christian. I am an Ironman. And I've discovered my whole life matters.
George and Daniel Cho, we're so excited to have you here on this show with us. Tell us about yourself. Where do you come from? Where do you grow up? Tell us about your family. Where do you go to school? Who are you?
Yeah, so I'm George, and it's my brother Daniel. We grew up in Toronto, Canada, and we live there right now. Mm-hmm. We're children of immigrant parents from Korea. Mm-hmm. We weren't born Adventist, but we got converted later on when we were teenagers. So us two and my sister and my mom. Mm-hmm. In terms of schooling, we studied health sciences, exercise science. So he studied nutrition. I studied exercise science in Toronto, mm-hmm. and then he went on to study public health at Loma Linda, and I went on to study naturopathic medicine. Mm-hmm. Right now we run two clinics in Toronto focused on lifestyle medicine.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you both are in the medical field then?
Yes. In the health field, I would say.
Health field, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, lifestyle medicine, lifestyle health enhancement, what is that? Tell our audience a little more about this vital aspect of life.
So lifestyle medicine is basically the idea that the way you live your life is medicine. So it's not just a good thing. It is actually, it can help prevent, treat, and even potentially reverse chronic diseases.
Absolutely.
So I like the way that we like to see it is, if you imagine like a faucet and it's running water and it's going to the sink and then it's overflowing into the sink, mm-hmm. onto the ground. We would agree that it's useless to just mop the floor, right? We have to adjust the root cause, which is turning off the faucet. And that's exactly what lifestyle medicine does, because for many of our chronic diseases today, we know that the root issue is really poor diet, lack of physical activity, sleep, and so forth. So lifestyle medicine is so powerful because it's addressing the root cause mm-hmm. of diseases. So that's what lifestyle medicine is.
But now, is this evidence-based, or is this just some nice idea that you and some others, and I include myself, I believe in it, but is there evidence for this?
Mm-hmm. For sure. So for the past several decades now, scientists have discovered that lifestyle really indeed can help prevent, treat, and even potentially reverse chronic diseases. So for example, we have studies today where they get patients and they could put them on a plant-based diet, and they could essentially reverse heart disease. Mm. Same with type 2 diabetes and obesity, right? Same with exercise. We know that lack of physical activity is linked with chronic diseases, increases your risk of chronic diseases, and even mortality. And then you can also use exercise to help treat over 28 different chronic diseases. So it is definitely evidence-based, and there's a lot of science coming out today to show that lifestyle medicine is really powerful.
So this is not just a fringe opinion. This is becoming more and more an understanding in the medical and scientific community.
For sure. So in fact, lifestyle medicine is one of the fastest growing fields in medicine today. Oh, yeah. So they actually have a college now called the American College of Lifestyle Medicine.
Oh, fascinating.
So it's definitely evidence-based.
Mm-hmm. And how did the two of you get interested in this kind of very specialized focus on rehabilitating lives and helping mm-hmm. people to live life to the fullest?
Yeah, I would say that it really began with our mother. Mm. So when we were around 7 or 8 years old, our mom was suffering from some sort of digestive issues. Mm. What happened was a Korean Adventist pastor came to our home mm-hmm. and shared with her some of the health principles that we as Adventists promote, such as plant-based eating. So she tried that, and she actually got better. Mm. So that was sort of our first early experience with how the power of how simple lifestyle changes can really have a profound effect on your health. Mm. So when we became Adventists, we became very passionate about health and health evangelism. And as we studied more and learned from different doctors who did studies that mm-hmm. kind of showed, like as George was saying, the science behind lifestyle medicine, we became really convinced that this is sort of the way to go. And of course, as Adventists, we know that we've known the lifestyle medicine works for many years through the writings of Ellen White.
So this really grew out of a personal experience.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And something that was very profound in changing a lifestyle and a complete perspective on life. Now, tell us, what exactly are you doing now? You're adult health practitioners and mm-hmm. health care providers. What are you actually doing?
Yeah, so as George mentioned, we run two lifestyle medicine clinics in Toronto where we see patients, and using lifestyle, we help them to treat and reverse many health conditions. We also run many community-based programs as well with local Adventist churches. So we invite people to Adventist churches to learn about health so they can really turn their health around. We also are involved in something called Compassion Health, which is basically a multi-day free health clinic for the less fortunate in Toronto. Mm-hmm. It's organized by an Adventist youth organization called GYC, and we're really excited to be part of that and to be the clinical leads for nutrition and lifestyle medicine. Mm. So those are some of the things that we're currently doing.
So how many people come to these events when you offer them? It's free medical care for the people in the community.
Yes, in Compassion Health, we've run it for 3 years now, and we see around over 200 patients each time we do it.
Wonderful.
And why necessarily is this kind of work really important? I mean, you know, people want to live their life. Let them live their life the way they want to. Why is it important that you instruct people as to how to take care of their bodies and live life to the fullest?
Well, I would say it's really important because, first, our bodies are the temple of God, right? So we have to keep it healthy. Mm-hmm. But really, people are suffering from chronic diseases that really do not need to be there. And so it could be prevented and often addressed. And we have patients who come in, they're on 15 different medications. Wow. And this is really unnecessary. In fact, at one of our recent community programs, we had somebody just in 6 weeks making lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. They were able to see 25% improvement in their blood work.
Wow.
So when we, to help people to live a better life so they mm-hmm. can serve others, serve their God better, I think this is really why it's so important to do this type of work.
Do you have some other stories of people that how their lives have changed because of what you have been doing with them, the lifestyle changes?
For sure, yeah. So we see in the clinic many people who see their disease process reverse. So mm-hmm. for example, we have people with pre-diabetes, so they're not exactly diabetic, but they're not normal either, they're at risk. And we get many of these individuals, and making simple lifestyle changes, whole foods, plant-based nutrition, mm-hmm. exercise, sleeping better, and they were able to turn the disease process around. In fact, we're able to normalize them. Same with our weight loss patients, many of them lose up to 20 to 30 pounds, and they're able to keep it off, which is really powerful. So clinically, we see some good results, but I think what we really want to thank the Lord for is the way the opportunity to witness to people, to share mm-hmm. about spirituality. So we pray with many of our patients, both Christian and non-Christian, both Adventists and non-Adventists. Mm-hmm. And we have to often encourage them to look to God for help and for guidance. So for example, we had one individual, a lady, come into clinic the other week, and she was very devastated because she was going through assisted reproductive technology. Mm-hmm. She's infertile. Mm-hmm. And just after carrying the fetus embryo for only a few weeks, mm-hmm. she lost the child. So she was very, very devastated. And she was doubting God. She mentioned that she's skipped church for a while.
Right.
She's getting also involved in other unhealthful ways of coping. Mm-hmm. So in that setting, we were able to pray with her and encourage her to continue looking to God for a source of strength. Also, we reminded her that if there's anyone that could understand what she's going through, it's God, because God also lost a child as well. So,
mm-hmm.
so interactions like that really, really, really powerful. And lifestyle medicine gives us the opportunity to open up about spiritual things. So I think that's one of the biggest ways that we can see how Adventists can use lifestyle medicine to really also segue not just into physical health, but also into spiritual health.
So there's a spiritual component, and people are receptive after they have have had the physical help, they're open for spiritual things.
When they see success in terms of physical health, mm-hmm. Then you gain their confidence to talk about other things, right? Mm. So, yeah.
What about prayer? Now, you mentioned prayer. What are the reactions on the part of some of your clients and patients, even though they may not be Christians, you pray for them? What's the reaction and response? Are people generally accepting, or are they refusing, or are they happy? What kind of reaction do you get?
Well, you often it's not on the first visit, so you kind of feel them out. But when you realize that, when I sense that they have some spiritual kind of leanings, then you offer to pray. I've been rejected before, but many times when you do pray, they're very receptive and open, and they appreciate it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the reaction by the patients, you already mentioned one or two cases. What kinds of reactions do they have when they see their medical numbers changing, when they see weight disappearing, when they are feeling better, they can breathe easier, they can exercise longer? What are the kinds of reactions that you see from these patients, and what kind of testimony do they bring to those around them?
Well, they're obviously very excited, so they really appreciate it. And also, like for instance, in our Blue Health program, I mentioned the lady who had a 25% improvement in her blood work,
yes.
And so they're able to then share that with others, mm-hmm. right? So then it encourages other people that it really does work.
Right.
Yeah. So other people in the group, when they heard the story, it's like, oh, wow, this is something that's really helpful.
That's really amazing. So when you interact with the people and their reactions are so positive, are there friendships that are being built through this as well? I mean, this doesn't seem like a normal doctor-patient relationship. It's more like you're kind of coaching them through different lifestyle changes. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes. Our visits are 30 minutes to an hour long. So I guess it is not your typical mm-hmm. doctor relationship, but we do try to keep it professional.
Yes.
But usually through our community programs, that's when we really develop a stronger bond with mm-hmm. these people, because it's more of a non-clinical setting. So like dinner with the doctor and other avenues like that, you usually get a deeper connection with people that you would otherwise not be able to.
Mm-hmm. Now, George and Daniel, Jonathan and I have lots in common with you. We have some of the same objectives, the same beautiful perspectives on better health, because it all originates with the life giver, mm-hmm. with the master physician, with God. Daniel, you and I have something in common even more. I'm very privileged to have a public health master's, and I know that you do too. Mm-hmm. What kinds of understanding would you like to share with our viewers about this healthier lifestyle that people who are involved in public health and in health promotion, and you have a doctorate in aspects of health, what kind of advice would you have for somebody who really wants to be healthier, but somehow they just can't seem to grasp the right tools to be able to do it? How could they start in a very simple way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine has 6 focus areas of lifestyle medicine. So those are plant-based nutrition, exercise, stress reduction, better sleep, strong social relationships in the family and with friends, and abstinence from alcohol and other harmful substances. Mm-hmm. So if we can practice all healthy habits in all these 6 areas, then it really gives you the best chance to not only prevent many of the leading chronic diseases of today, mm-hmm. but also to prevent and even reverse them mm-hmm. as well. And I think what's really powerful about lifestyle medicine is that it really puts power back in the hands of the people. So instead of being dependent on having to see doctors all the time or medication, really, by taking charge of your own health, you can experience an optimal health.
Mm. So, mm-hmm. And someone who's watching right now, what do I do? Where do I start? I mean, they can start by going to the sink and getting 2 glasses of water. They can start by walking around the block if they can do that. Mm-hmm. Are there other practical things that they can do that don't even cost anything. Now, they could come to your clinic, and that would be wonderful. You'd instruct them. But what could they do tonight after listening to you?
Well, I think it's, it all begins with a decision. So a decision to say, I'm going to start living a healthy life. And I guess if you want somewhere to start, I think one of the most important things is to change your diet, your nutrition. So I would encourage all of our viewers to first focus on eating a whole foods, plant-based diet. So
good.
This is
good.
Cooking food yourself, so limit processed food as much as possible, and then eating only plants. Mm-hmm. So science has demonstrated that this is pretty much the most optimal way to eat. So if people want to start on a healthy life journey, whole foods, plant-based nutrition is really the first place to start. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe in that. So in other words, don't eat something that had a mother. Just eat plant-based.
Yes. Or something that has a face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Right.
But, you know, people may need to grow into that, but it is the best approach.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all of you, both of you, for what you are doing to make a difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any resources that you might suggest to our viewers in order for them to grasp something better?
Well, there's a lot of books out there. Books like How Not to Die by Dr. Michael Greger.
Mm.
Joel Fuhrman has a book on Eat to Live. There's a lot of resources out there which people can tap into. On the web, there's resources like nutritionfacts.org, which is a great resource to learn about nutrition. And for our Adventists in the audience, we'd encourage them to read some of the resources that we have as a church. For instance, Ellen White has a great book called Ministry of Healing,
mm-hmm.
and that's really impacted my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Councils on Diet and Foods, that's a compilation about nutrition.
Yes.
So there's a lot of great resources out there that mm-hmm. People can tap into to learn how to live a healthy life.
And we will be putting all these information on our website at revivalformission.tv. And we want to encourage you, as you're watching, to go on the website revivalformission.tv and stay with us. We'll be right back after the break with some questions for Pastor Wilson.
Join Pastor Ted Wilson as he travels around the globe visiting amazing places and meeting incredible people who are impacting their world for Jesus. From remote villages to bustling cities, mountains to deserts, ancient vistas to recent revitalization, you won't want to miss these special field episodes of Revival for Mission on the final Friday of each month, right here on Hope Channel.
If you'd like to ask Pastor Wilson a question, please send in your questions on revivalformission.tv. We have a couple of questions here today for you. And the first question is, does it really matter what we eat or drink? After all, aren't we saved by grace?
Well, absolutely we're saved by grace, Jonathan. It's a wonderful provision, the righteousness of Christ. But the righteousness of Christ involves justification, that robe of righteousness, and then it involves sanctification, the Holy Spirit working in our lives to will and to do according to God's pleasure in our life. And we are to live according to God's standard. We don't do it on our own. It has to be in that daily connection. So what you eat, what you drink, what you do, what you think about, what you listen to, all creates an environment for your mind and your body to help understand your relationship to God better. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?"
Mm.
And it says, "You're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit." What you eat makes up your body. Your body has the mind in it. The mind is where you make connection with God, the frontal lobes. And so what you eat is so important in living a healthy, wonderful life, so your mind also will be sharp.
You know, you're not only a theologian, you also have a master's in public health. And so we believe you.
Okay.
Now, Pastor Wilson, next question here is a personal one. Have you ever eaten any meat in your life? And if not, why not? And why are you a vegetarian now?
Well, I have been a lifelong vegetarian, mm-hmm. and only in the rarest of situations where I couldn't avoid it have I eaten even the tiniest bit of meat. I remember one time I was given a one-plate meal at a home in a particular country, and it was a tomato that had rice and some meat in it all mixed up. I mean, I would have looked silly trying to divide it out. But in essence, yes, I've been a vegetarian all my life. And I believe it is one of the healthiest ways to live. I praise God for the vibrancy and for the energy that you get. In fact, studies have shown that vegetarians actually have more power to exert their energy on a long-term basis than those who are not vegetarian. So there are a lot of studies that people can look at. People can dispute it, but it really is important.
Well, thank you so much for answering all these questions today. If you have questions, again, send them in at revivalformission.tv, and Pastor Wilson will address those in a future episode. Pastor Wilson, do you have any final thoughts for us today?
Friends, I hope you have been encouraged today. There is so much God wants to give us, to bless us with, through a healthy lifestyle and trust in divine power. I hope you will accept His special gift of a new beginning today. Let's pray together just now. Lord, help us with this new beginning. Give us an understanding of what a new year should be all about as we place ourselves in Your hands. Help us to be healthy, physically, socially, mentally, and spiritually. All through Your power, in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.